Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of January 2019. Supreme Court has held that there can't be a total prohibition of dance bars in Maharashtra and also relaxed the stringent conditions imposed by the government for getting license for dance bars. Supreme Court has declined to dilute its last year's directions in respect of the selection and the appointment of the DGPs at the behest of the states of West Bengal, Kerala, Bihar, Punjab and Haryana. Delhi High Court has posed the query to Delhi government, seeking to know the rationale behind the current practice in DTC and cluster buses of making passengers come to bus conductors for issuing tickets, rather than conductors going to each traveller. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking initiation of perjury proceedings against former JNUSU President Kanhaiya Kumar and a JNU professor for allegedly filing false affidavits in 2016 along with the bail plea of the student leader, in a sedition case. Delhi High Court has sought Centre's response to a petition accusing Central Bureau of Investigation of illegally tapping National Security Advisor Ajit Doval's phone. Delhi High Court has stayed the demand of 462 crore rupees, made on Hindustan Unilever, HUL, by the National Anti-Profiteering Authority, NAA. Madras High Court has directed its registry to upload judgments and orders soon after they are signed by the judges. Kerala High Court has observed that educational qualifications prescribed for public posts are not relaxable unless it is clearly stated in the notification inviting applications. Kerala High Court has stayed proceedings in criminal defamation case filed by Shashi Tharoor against Arnav Goswami, editor-in-chief of Republic TV. National Green Tribunal has warned a serial public interest litigant of consequences including debarment, if he fails to disclose the source of funding of the various litigations filed by him before it. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has ordered liquidation of Bharati Defence and Infrastructure Limited rejecting a resolution plan of Edelweiss Asset Reconstruction Company Limited.